This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Since the start of the pandemic, Coloradans have died from drug overdoses in much higher numbers than in previous years. According to State Health Department data, in May, 128 Coloradans died of unintentional overdoses. The Gazette reports that's nearly double the average number of overdoses for that month in the last 3 years. Mental health leaders say the pandemic has driven up anxiety, depression, suicides, and substance use, and the economic slide has forced the state to cut its budget. But there is some funding help on the way. The state will receive a nearly $42 million federal grant over the next 2 years to tackle the opioid crisis. The number of kids going to school is down in some Colorado districts. Governor Polis asked the public for help in making sure all children are enrolled and able to learn.
Look through your storage closets, donate extra laptops to PCs for People or other nonprofits or your schools. Consider what kind of support you can provide to employees who are parents.
Child psychiatrists say school provides the structure and connections that children need, especially during a pandemic. Lower enrollment also means school districts could lose state funding. The fire burning west of Fort Collins has damaged or destroyed nearly 100 structures. That includes buildings at the Shambhala Mountain Center, a Buddhist retreat. The flames of the Cameron Peak fire also reached the Ben Delator Scout Ranch, which neighbors Shambhala. But no structures were damaged. Kelly Mole is with the Longs Peak Council of Boy Scouts of America. She says they're grateful for the hard work of firefighters who help keep the property safe, but she knows they're not out of danger.
We know that the fire is all around us, so I know they're doing their best and they're trying to really eliminate structure damage.
Scouts were not at the camp because of the COVID-19 pandemic. There is smoke in the air along the Front Range from that fire and otherwise sunny skies today. Temperatures close to 80 around Denver this afternoon. And 70s in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.